This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Yeah, I dare you to listen. That's the word. I dare you to listen. I tell you what, you have a nice day and you get on the Twitter feed and somebody sends you a message asking you a question and you're polite and you answer. And then you find out they're not really interested in your answer. All they want to do is try and annoy you. And you're like, okay, right? Polite society, be damned. I think I better just stop it right now. Anyway, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show. Super Don, you got your ears on?
I do, yes.
Oh, you do? Okay, that's good.
All
right, so
yes.
I know we've got to do some fierce pharma stuff with some interesting things the FDA has reversed, particularly on Chantix. We'll get to that in a moment. But Hufnagel, the science cat, had to come out of retirement today in dealing with, you know, like I said, we talk about being skeptical because we are and I am, but, man, there are folks out there that have no interest except in foisting their dogma and their religion on you.
I don't know. You know, it's like you give them way too much credit.
I'm a nice guy. That's the problem.
You know, these guys, they got to find something to criticize, go after, and try and draw you into a debate where they try to baffle you with their giant brains so they can pat each other on the back and go, ho, ho,
see what
ho.
I did? Look what I did.
Yeah, look at me.
You know, my only concern is with you getting well and staying well, however you decide to do that. And we recognize here that the medical church has not been getting people well in a long time, other than putting Humpty Dumpty back together again. So perspectives are needing to be shared. And, of course, we push the First Amendment for all that's worth because we actually believe in religious liberty. And that liberty includes your ability to believe and act on those beliefs as long as they don't harm anybody else. And, of course, since we feel like real medicine is not real medicine just because it can kill you, we have different opinions than those in the skeptic scientism, sci-fiendism
community. Wait a minute. What authority do you have an opinion?
Right. And, you know, all I want to say is badges. We don't need no stinking badges. Right?
So should we let them know what we're referring to? We're kind of going around.
Are we going too far inside?
No,
well, listen, RSB.
It's real quick. It doesn't take long to give a little report here on Twitter earlier today. There's this family physician out of Nantucket named Greg Hinson on Twitter. And he starts going after you. Because, now get this, are you ready? Are you sitting down? Sitting down? You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Believe it or not, somebody and several people out there from time to time have referred to you as Dr. Robert Scott Bell. Oh, my. Oh, no. Yes. And he decided to try to take you to task on that.
Right. Like I can control what people call me. You know, and how many times have I said this? You've been with me on the air for, 10-plus years now at least?
No.
How many times have I explained to people, I am not a medical doctor. I don't have a medical degree. I don't pretend to be. I don't even want one.
Have you ever referred to yourself as Dr. Robert Scott Bell? Ever?
Never. You know, never. I think the thing is, really, to me, it's a title of no ability, and I don't want it.
Eh.
And I said that. It would be a downgrade from what I really am.
But some people do. Some people refer. And you know what? It's you know, the only person who's going to be offended by that is, A, a doctor who wears his degree on his forehead with duct tape. Or one of these guys like this Greg Henson, who, you know, I took a look at some of the other stuff that he talks about. Turns out he's a David Gorski groupie. Which is, you know, that's typical of guys like this, where they will go and troll around on Twitter trying to find people to try and knock down and argue with and debate to try, you know, and if at the
you
end
know
of
why.
The debate.
You know why he's doing it? Because his medical
he has
degree.
Small hands.
Small medical degree. Yeah, exactly.
Yes.
Medical degree. Very small. Very, very small. Sorry about that, Greg.
Yeah. And so anyway, I mean, these guys don't. You know, it's
but
funny. There's this word called denialism.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of denialism, according to, hey, this guy named Mark Hufnagel, what a coincidence, is that denialists, and I would just replace that with pseudo-skeptics, okay? They're not honest brokers in the debate. They're not interested in truth or informative discussion. They're only interested in their worldview being the only one, and they will say anything to try and bring this about. And that's who they are. They claim other people are that way and call them denialists, but that's exactly who they are. And that's all these guys are. They have no life.
They're flat earthers in that context.
They have no life.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyway,
honestly, this is what they do for fun.
They don't like homeopaths. Oh, what's a homeopath, right? You work with stuff that can't kill anybody. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I really, and I don't mind that. I don't mind that. Call me a homeopath all you want.
I actually, Hufnagel told him that if he wants to get all riled up, he should go harass Dr. Dre, because he's not a doctor.
Dr.
You know?
Dre.
He's not.
Right. I don't even know who Dr. Dre is.
Oh, you don't know who Dr. Dre is?
Well, I know he's into music, but can you tell me what song he does?
Have you seen Straight Outta Compton?
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right.
Dr. Dre. He was one of the guys
cool
in NWA.
Like
yeah. All right. How about Dr. Seuss? Dr. Seuss was not a doctor, yet he was giving you nutritional advice on green eggs and ham. That was wrong.
Yeah. No. And again, once again, I will just say this. When people refer to me as doctor, I take it in the original term, the art of the word, and that is a healer, a teacher. And I feel like a real doctor would be a healer, a teacher. And doctors with medical degrees very rarely are healers or teachers. Just going to say it. So in terms of that, if you got a problem with that, just call me up, 866-939-BELL. Go ahead. You can do it. 866-939-2355.
They won't call. They won't call.
Well, let's go to Fierce Pharma for our first story of the night. Pfizer finally convinces the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, to pull the black box warning on Chantix for its psychotic effects. And, you know, the side effects are direct effects that they don't like because, you know, there are all kinds of effects of drugs, right? One of the side effects of what became the blockbuster known as Viagra was 4-hour erections. It was like that was a side effect until they repackaged the drug to say, no, that's what we meant to do. So that's the kind of science we're dealing with here. Now, if you remember the Chantix commercials, they're filled, like many of the pharmaceutical commercials, with loads of side effects. And I think we need a gentle reminder here of the things that put in the black box warning label because, hey, psychotic episodes, not a good thing to have happen if you're trying to quit smoking. And it's worse than that, too. But if we can remember what it sounded like, I think we have that clip right here from one of their commercials.
Some people have had changes in behavior, hostility, agitation, depressed mood, and suicidal thoughts or actions while taking or after stopping Chantix. Talk to your doctor about any history of depression or other mental health problems, which can get worse while taking Chantix. Some people can have allergic or serious skin reactions to Chantix, some of which can be life-threatening.
But because of all of those side effects, that means Chantix is real medicine. You know, I would say, hey, why not try a homeopathic smoking cessation product? Oh, that's outrageous, Robert, because it can't kill you. Chantix can kill you.
And all of those things no longer exist, apparently.
The magic wand
they're all gone. Yes.
Of Pfizer finally figured out how to petition the FDA, because this was a blockbuster drug, Chantix. It's in its patent protection, the years of patent protection. It's not a generic. And they don't want to lose anybody, and they're losing a lot of people to a black box warning. The doctors look at that. They actually read that and go, maybe not. Maybe we shouldn't do it. And so they really had to work hard on this one. There's another company with a smoking cessation product that is generic. They don't sell it much. They didn't bother to petition the FDA, and they still have a black box warning on theirs.
No.
But then we go into the Lancet, a major medical journal, who, by the way,
this study in the Lancet is what Pfizer and GSK used in order to justify taking the black box warning off of this.
Yeah, so listen to this. It's a lot of egghead language, $10 words that used to be. Now they're a lot more expensive. Neuropsychiatric safety and efficacy of varenicline. I don't know how they pronounce the actual name. Bupropion and nicotine patch in smokers with and without psychiatric disorders. A double-blind randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial. Now, it sounds pretty high-tech, and they're doing it right, except at the end, when you want to find out that their conclusions that say it's no worse than the patch, you got to ask who made it, who funded it, who paid for the study. And, of course, it's Pfizer and GlaxoSmithKline.
Oh, you mean Pfizer's own study says Pfizer's drug is okay?
Right.
How
you know, that'd
be
like, you know, we have, let's say we have an herbal supplement, and we go through the research, rigorous research, to do a double-blind placebo-controlled study to show that it actually does something. Never mind the fact it'd be ludicrous to do it because the amount of money we'd have to spend, we'd never get it back because everybody else would borrow the study and use it for their own herb, right? That's the game. Since Flexner Report 1910 set the stage for patent petrochemical medical monopolies, and doctors would be glorified street drug pushers through medical school. And so we are the ones that funded the study. We're the ones that make the product and sell the product and profit from it. How well would that go over? No one would call us out. There's a conflict of interest here, don't you see? You're profiting from the very drug you're selling or herb. Now, as I said very many times over the years, I don't sell any drugs. The only thing I have is a book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal. Gives you information. But that, yeah, well, it's a conflict of interest. You want to sell your book. Well, okay, talk to any author who talks about his or her book and forget it. Put out a book and don't tell anybody about it. It's the only legitimate way to sell things. Are you bonkers? How much in the evening news do they spend on psychiatric drugs to be sold to you, the end user? Direct-to-consumer advertising. And now you see how the FDA, the Fear and Death Administration, has been bought off, lobbied by the very companies that profit off of the sale or the removal of a black box warning label on a drug like Chantix. Folks, if you want to quit addictive behaviors, you've got to detoxify. You've got to hydrate. You've got to remineralize. Chromium plays a role there. But my goodness, it's not a drug, so it can't be real, according to the skep schmucks. Yeah, that's what I said. By the way, schmuck, what is that? Jewish for prick. Happy? All right, folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Didn't see that coming.
We got Stuart Topf joining us, CBD versus the DEA or vice versa, thanks to the UN.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you aware there is a 99% chance that you are magnesium deficient? This causes devastating health effects on hundreds of critical functions in your body, yet it is one of the easiest things to remedy. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, here to tell you that we have the perfect non-invasive solution for this problem, and it's called Ease Magnesium. There are hundreds of magnesium pills and powders in the market that do not solve the problem because they tax your digestive system and can actually harm your kidneys. With our topical magnesium called Ease, you simply spray our fully absorbable liquid on your skin, and it instantly increases your magnesium levels. Ease relaxes your nervous system while smoothing out joints and muscles. Ease also allows you to have the deepest sleeps you can imagine while your body bathes itself in this essential mineral. To get the relief you deserve and see the benefits of all our activation products and order Ease Magnesium, go to EaseMagnesium.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's EaseMagnesium.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I think we're going to have to go back to do an oldie but a goodie. When we started our cannabis updates a few years back, after connecting with Stuart Tomk, who introduced me and my family to cannabidiol from hemp. And it's been a godsend, and I don't say it any less forcefully, directly, and lovingly. This plant, the hemp plant, is a gift from God, and it is keeping people alive. I am not kidding. People that I know very close to me. And yet, the DEA is attacking the American people. And I would say, attacking the Creator at this point by declaring that CBD is a Schedule I substance. We're going to get into that, but I'm going to go back in time to our original Cannabis Update theme song to kick us off.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Now, of course, the irony is that most of our opinions, if you've been around this planet Earth on the American soil for a long time, has been colored by the DEA and government as it claimed that this plant called cannabis, they call it still marijuana as a racist term to get you away from it because, you know, they know you don't like Mexicans. Or at least that's how it was played out by the government in the mid-20th century when this thing really hit. And, you know, there are people that utilize the whole plant. That includes Delta-9 tetrahydrocannabinol. But we use the CBD cannabidiol. And non-psychoactive in that sense. Doesn't make you high. But really, it's getting people off of some very serious opioids, pain-killing drugs. It's helping children with seizure disorders to overcome the lack of efficacy from the drugs and the danger of those drugs and so much. Now, I could go into all the wonders of it. But at this point, I'm going to set that aside and welcome Stuart Tonk, my buddy from CV Sciences, to address the very real threat the DEA is posing And we'll talk about where it's coming from and what we can do about it at this point. Stuart Toft, my buddy, how are you feeling, my friend?
Robert, I am so pleased to be with you as always, but tonight we're going to make a little sort of a bit of an exception, sort of rather than my formal role. Normally I come on and I get to speak as the Vice President of Human Nutrition for CV Sciences, formerly Canavest. We're a publicly traded company and we're the leader in the space. We need to be careful with how we're doing things. But tonight I'm coming on as your friend and as a personal citizen of the United States of America, Stuart Tomk. So what I'm about to share this evening has really no reflection in any way, shape, or form on CVSI. That's our ticker. And I'm speaking from my own personal perspective, and I'm not speaking on behalf of the company tonight.
Okay. Well, yeah, as you know, that's how I present all of these things, because it's just me every night here. And, Stuart, it's good to have you back, my friend, in an unofficial capacity, because we need to be letting loose on this. This is a serious threat. This is an attack on me and my family. This is not the DEA going after hemp or the manufacturers or the importers or the sellers or the health food stores. This is an attack on me and my family and anybody on God's green earth that is utilizing this plant. And of course, I know from where it arises. And I'm going to get into that, but I know you've got some things here. We got a few minutes before our first break together. How would we open up what's going on here with the DEA's declaration?
Well, Mark Blumenthal from the American Botanical Council, 2 days before this struck, right, 12-12-16? DEA struck 12-14-16. But Mark Blumenthal said in Nutra Ingredients, quote, the data surrounding CBD's efficacy, particularly in indications such as pain, relief, traumatic brain injury, suppression of seizures, among others, augur well for its future in the market if, there's the caveat, the molecule were derived from almost any other plant. If CBD had been found in another plant, it would be considered a miracle cure, a miracle functional food, or a miracle drug. That's where we need to start this conversation. If CBD or the other phytocannabinoids that don't get you high came from pineapples or cacti, this would be the most powerful and most popular remedy in the world, period, and it should be, and we need to fight for it.
Yeah, but the problem is, as I said, they villainized a plant that God created, the cannabis plant. And this has happened despite the fact that the Declaration of Independence and the U.S. Constitution were written on hemp, the paper from hemp, derived from hemp.
Or the draft, at least.
Yeah, and many people in this audience have, what, clothing made from hemp, textiles, other things made from hemp, and maybe eating hemp protein powders or bars. And there's so much good that comes from this plant. And yet the DEA is throwing all of it away to say that, no, 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 it's also a Schedule One, and we have to come into line with United Nations, or else. I'm not kidding you. This is not a United States Constitution issue. This is a United Nations issue. I know some people will say constitutional as well. I'll explain that. But Stuart's got a lot more to share, and we'll share with you Hemp Industries Association response as well when we come back. Check it out, robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP?
We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
Four reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-9833. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-9833. Again, that's
1-800-441-9833. Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We all know I'm not a big fan of government bureaucracy, centralized bureaucracy, trying to run your life, tell you what you can do better by yourself. They think they know better? No, they don't. And, of course, the banning of plants that God creates. You know, this is not freedom. This is the antithesis of freedom. And we have a drug enforcement agency that's out of control here. Recently set up and said, you know what, we're going to schedule or reschedule. I don't know how they did. They never had a code to even identify CBD from hemp. And suddenly on the 4th of December, he said, yep, it's Schedule 1. And any all that are doing it, selling it, moving it through, big trouble, mister. And I'm telling you, the DEA is going to be in big trouble. because they're operating under a UN edict, the treaties associated with narcotics trafficking. They're trying to say CBD somehow falls under that. Homie, don't play that game. And a lot of people in America, you know who you are listening to, and a lot of health food stores that listen to the show, you know, do not back down. Do not cower in fear. The tide is turning. It's shifting. I know it may look bleak. It may be scary and dark, but the light is coming back. The light is coming back. And Stuart Tompkins, a light in my life, love him dearly, good friend, and he's talking as Stuart Tompkins tonight. And we've got links up, just added to the show notes, robertscottbell.com, to see the Hemp Industries Association response as well to this. Stuart, lay it out.
So there's no imminent change, you know, in DEA policy regarding hemp-derived CBD products. So for retailers and consumers, don't freak out, because what happened was simply the creation of a code, because all we had was a code to identify flower or hashish. There was no code for any extract. And this goes back to June of 2011. DEA was crafting a document to give a code to butane hash oil. What DEA did in their overreach is they just called cannabis extract, everything from the genus cannabis, all of it, 99% CBD to 99% THC. They all called it the same stuff. They don't have the ability to do that. But inside of this is something very, very sinister. And that's why I had to come on as a private citizen today and not as an executive for a publicly traded company. This is what I have learned. Check this out. They are now saying that CBD is a Schedule I drug. Correct, Robert?
That's what they're claiming.
That means it has no proven medical benefit. Now, the criteria most people, they don't really understand it, is very nuanced. Number one, is the chemistry known and reproducible? Number two, is there a trend towards harm? Number three, are there randomized control trials to prove efficacy? They're saying that there are not, right?
No, well, CBD, based on that, yeah.
98% CBD, known as Epidiolex, is imminently waiting FDA approval. It's 98% CBD, so we know the chemistry, and it is reproducible because they're reproducing it. Get it? Number two, NIDA, the big authority on drug abuse, put out a statement earlier this year, is not habit-forming, is not addictive. So that's two out of the three. And then finally, GW has shown with CBD that they can lower seizures half, cut them in half, 50%, on top of all modern medicine. But on top of drugs, you put a little plant, and you get 50% added bonus in reduction in seizures. You know how often that happens in other medicine? Never! So wait a minute. It passes all three criteria. The randomized controlled double-blind placebo studies that show its efficacy, check. We know it is not addictive, according to the experts at NIDA. And number three, the chemistry is known and reproducible. So which one is it? Is it a pharmaceutical drug? Is it a monopoly? Or is it a plant you can grow in your backyard? No, I got it right. I learned they're going to charge $24,000 a bottle wholesale for CBD. What are they going to market? 50 grand a bottle? Now, hey, it's a big bottle, Robert. It's got several thousand milligrams of CBD in there. But they are absolutely positively gonuffs that are going to take all the sick people, crush them with the weight of the DEA, and force them to buy this stuff through pharmaceutical companies. Robert, I don't think it's going to happen this time. Do you?
No. We're certainly not going to roll over to allow it to happen. But this has always been, again, it's not new. Right. We have a world oligarchy. Right. In the United States, we have a bureaucratic oligarchy, and it's run by corporations, global corporations with no allegiance to any nation or state. The most powerful among them, due to the Flexner Report of 1910, they established a medical monopoly here in the United States to promote patent synthetic analogs of things from nature. Even oil, technically, you can argue, is from nature, as they synthesize it into toxic drugs to manage, suppress symptoms. And this is, as I've said many times now over the years, this plant, cannabis plant, is one of the biggest threats to the medical monopoly. Now, there are good doctors around this country and around the world that are utilizing it in practice as a whole plant, as a substance from nature, not as a synthetic analog, and having great success.
I hate to interrupt, but I hear everything. I was just at A4M, the American Academy of Anti-Aging Medicine. Listen to this. I had an MD, cannabis MD, very, very centered, Like, this is not some stoner MD that's into cannabis, okay, who runs a serious clinic, very serious practice with many, many other doctors. Here's what he said. At 300 milligrams of CBD per day, he says, the tumors are disappearing. Again, quote, at 300 milligrams a day, the tumors are disappearing. And I'm not allowed to say anything about cancer ever in any way, shape, or form, because that's the third rail. Or I'm considered the snake oil salesman. Wait a minute, wait a minute. The same product that we sell for 20, 40, 60, 80 bucks, depending on the concentration, the pharmaceutical companies are trying to get a monopoly to charge people untold tens of thousands of dollars that they can't afford. Who's the criminal? I've played this game, Robert, for nearly 20 years. Natural medicine doesn't treat, cure, or mitigate, ameliorate diseases or disease symptoms. I've become educated. I've become nuanced in the language. I'm going to say it loud, and I'm going to say it clear. They want CBD, they want hemp, because it works better than all of your failed drugs. So that's why they want it. So you need to stock up right now, and also buy CBD and give it to anyone you know that is struggling, that is suffering, that is in pain, that is an influencer. Gift people that are influencers CBD. Fight for this plant. Don't let them take it.
Yep. And, folks, I know we've got a lot of people in the audience. Some have a direct contact with Donald Trump and the Trump administration-to-be, and I don't feel like they are a group that wants to interfere in the freedom of Americans in this way, particularly when it comes to pharmaceutical drugs, because he wasn't a pharmaceutical candidate. He isn't. So we've got some, I think, genuine hope for people to say, there's no hope. No, no, there's plenty. Plenty. And the fact
that this isn't over. No, this isn't over. But what it did was it crushed the industry. It crushed the growth. It destroyed the growth. We're in Kentucky. The first seed in the ground when the farm bill was signed belonged to us. We've been sponsoring research down there since 2014. All the farmers in Kentucky, they're growing hemp to make CBD. Robert, they're not trying to make hemp T-shirts. This is going to be a clash. And I actually believe that underneath the fight that we've had during this election, the real fight, we've always known what that fight is, Robert. That's the fight for freedom.
Yes, it is.
For
yes,
health.
It is.
That's what we've really been upset about. And you know what? This crystallized it better than anything I've ever seen. They say it's a Schedule I substance. There's no benefit. No, no. They're lying. They're about to give it as a monopoly to one Bayer aspirin.
Yeah.
Bayer is in business with GW Pharma. You don't think they know what they're doing?
Oh, yeah. No, this is a battle for the freedom of the people in America to be basically free of undue influence, undue toxicity, undue mandates to use drugs that are toxic and dangerous as opposed to whole and wholesome, like the CBD we get from hemp. And, you know, I have a sense that, again, what we saw, what was so shocking about this election cycle, that against all odds, a renegade outlier to this whole process that says, you know what, I get business. I'm a business guy. And if you want business to flourish in America, it isn't through monopoly protection. It's through innovation. It's through farmers growing crops that they don't require dosages of Monsanto's Roundup.
You don't need it. You're right for hemp, because bugs don't even like the taste of it. It's got so many phenols in there. It's got citronella naturally occurring in there. That's what you put in those lights to keep mosquitoes away in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. And so when we recognize that those of you love America, I love America. We're not challenging your love of America. But when we look at what the DEA is saying in its own documents about scheduling cannabidiol as a schedule,
and all of them, Robert, they took there's 104. THC was the only thing they had the right to, because, yeah, it gets you really stoned. You should control it. They just grabbed all of them. You're talking about trillions of dollars of future drugs that will be more effective than anything we've created. So if you suffer from mental health problems, you need CBD. And if you're worried, you need to stock up. Metabolic health, neurodegenerative diseases, epilepsy. He said 300 milligrams a day, Robert. The tumors are disappearing. And I can't talk about cancer. How about migraines, fibromyalgia, irritable bowel syndrome? All the drugs that they throw at it usually don't work. A few milligrams of CBD a day, and people are right as rain. It's ditch weed. It's agricultural hemp. Only a dope smokes rope. It's healthy, it's safe, and it should belong to America. It does belong to America.
Who out there likes the idea of unelected bureaucrats telling them that they can't use this CBD? Who? Anybody?
Now they want you to take more OxyContin. And they keep trying to tell you that it's okay. And they're doubling down on that. No, 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 no. The alternative to the drug epidemic are these cannabinoids to get people off of them to balance their system enough that they don't want to shoot dope in the first place. The applications here for public health are immeasurable. This cannot be controlled by the pharmaceutical interests. For the first time in my life, I really think that I'm going to end up having some canoeing accident that someone's going to want to take out the big mouth because now I'm finally willing to tell the truth about this. It's a scam. It's a hustle. They're trying to take your plant. They're trying to take your health, and they're going to try to control your life. You've got to stop them.
Yeah, let them know. Let your congressmen know. Let your senators know, or all the way up to the Trump administration. And remember, you know, that watch the DEA. Who's going to get a cushy job outside of the DEA in a pharmaceutical position, much like Julie Gerberding from CDC went to Merck Pharmaceuticals for her loyal protection and promotion of their products? This is very serious, folks. I want you to get online or get on the phone. Go to CV Sciences. You go to Plus CBD Oil, PlusCBDOil.com. And when you go there, stock up. RSB15 gets you 15% off, too.
Now, say it again, R, like Robert S.B. for Robert Scott Bell 15. Stock up. Make it the stocking stuffer. We need it now. Hey, look, we have a pharmaceutical side of our business. We're making a smoking cessation product. The company's going to be fine. But the consumer product division that I built for the last 3 years, we need to keep it alive.
Yeah, we do. Folks, I'm telling you, reach out. Get some CBD, talk to your friends, anybody in government as well. Let them know what's going on here. We'll continue to follow this with Stuart and more on the Robert Scott Bell Show, 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Links are up. Go look, spread it out, share it. RobertScottBell.com. Stuart, stick around. Talk to you all on the break here, and we'll be right back with more powerful healing and a little bit of AC/DC as well. I'll explain in a moment.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to ITIOH.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to ITIOH.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and ITIOH.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, ITIOH.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold, or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag, and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
On the good news front, the Electric Light Orchestra, who you just heard from, is been put into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, along with Yes and Journey. Yes, wow. My all-time favorite. And
three really great bands.
Yeah, I'm actually thrilled about those three picks. I know there are a few others in there, too, but those are the three. You know, I grew up on Yes big time. And ELO had all their albums. Remember, A New World Record and all that. And then Journey. So there you go. And I know a lot of people were token weed to those concerts. All that time when I got that one contact high at a Fog Hat concert because I wasn't one of the guys smoking. Man. Dude, I'm just, you know, I'm as upset as Stuart Tompkins, but, I mean, I'm not in that
don't
industry.
Be.
But,
look, yeah. Look, yeah, I understand what the DA is trying to do, but as he pointed out, you know, it's okay. I mean, listen, it was a sensationalistic headline that was thrown out there. Originally, I think the Huffington Post really got nailed for it. In fact, they got so nailed for it, they took the article down that they had put up on that, because it was misreported.
The big pharma po?
Yeah. You know, the Hemp Industry Association put it, the sky is not falling.
Yeah.
So take a deep breath. Yeah. Everything will be fine.
They're in the Robert Scott Bell Show. But still, don't rest on it. Don't rest on your laurels or your CBD. Be vigilant. Speak out. And
In other words, don't flush your CBD down the toilet. It's okay.
No, exactly. Yeah, no panic like that. We're going to be stocking up too. All right. So yes. From that, is AC/DC in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? I don't think so. Yeah, not yet. Are they?
Oh man, you hit me with a good question.
All right. Well, investigate.
They should be. I think they should be. If they're not,
dude, you know, nobody plays three chords like AC/DC. Nobody. All right. And Although, according to this new study, they might be denied membership into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame because apparently listening to AC/DC impairs male gaming performance. Male gaming performance is impaired while listening to AC/DC. And what do they mean by that? Because I saw references to surgeons. So surgeons. What are they saying? If your surgeon listens to AC/DC, he or she might not be performing as paid for.
Well, okay, so they did this test. It's something called the Imperial Festival. And they took a group of people, and rather than have them practice or conduct this test on living people, they thought it might be good. Yeah, instead, let's do some surgery on the – you remember the old Operation game?
Oh, heck yeah. You hit the metal thing and you say, right. And it scares the heck out of you. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
So
steady hands.
They took these people, I think it was 352 people, and they broke them up into groups and they had headphones on. And one group of them listened to some classical music by Mozart.
Okay.
Another group of them listened to the sound of an operating room, like the ambient sound of an operating room.
Okay.
And then the third group of people that are doing surgery, mock surgery, they were listening to AC/DC's awesome song, one of the best ones that they've come out with, called Thunderstruck.
Okay. So we know Mozart. We know the sound of an operating room. Hopefully you don't know the sound of an operating room. But imagine playing the game Operation or conducting an operation listening to this. I just don't know if that's what I want my surgeon listening
Here's
to.
Here's the problem. Point. If I was playing Operation and listening to that song, the Operation thing would be going
and
the tune with the music. I mean, how can you listen to that and not be like banging your head while you're trying to be very meticulous and try and get the little plastic?
The thing is, listening to AC/DC doesn't enhance fine motor skills. It's not. It's a head-banging song, right? Your whole head and body is shaking. So, no, Mozart would be better or Quiet would be better. But the weird thing is, there was a distinct male-female difference. For all of you lady feminists who think there's no difference between men and women, the women, they operated just fine even with Thunderstruck playing
even
in their ears.
AC/DC. Yeah.
Yeah. What
so
is
I
it about you women? You're keeping your cool.
I don't know what's to be said about that. One other little quick little thing here. They did find in another study that Jamaican music helped some other surgery techniques and did really well. So reggae, good for surgery, I guess.
Reggae will enhance the speed of robot-assisted laparoscopic surgical tasks. But don't be doing those lap bands. We've already talked about the dangerousness of banding your gastrointestinal system. All right, next hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show, if you want to be part of it, we'll be back after the news. 13 biggest nutrition discoveries in 2016 and more. Do we agree with them? Probably not, but never mind. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.